Okay, let's make this page a little larger. Okay, there's one of us at the moment. It's going to be funny. Where do we look? Up there towards that camera or down here at us? That's why having
look up there.
Yeah, because that's actually where we're talking to. Although people generally... Yeah, so hi, everybody. If one could give us a wave or say hello on the chat part on the right side of your screen, that would be wonderful so that we know that you're actually there. I wonder where we're getting that plant pot to put that up higher so it's kind of like in our level.
What do you think, babe? You got time.
Although I'm wondering if we are having the same issues last time. Because usually we have multiple people all trickling on there quick that have been waiting.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
Know?
Just for practicality.
Just check. Because that one person is us.
Yeah,
I know. And that's what happened last time.
Yeah, totally. So let me just go to... There we are. Oh, look. We can actually see ourselves.
Oh, see. That's cool. Yeah, well, in that case, I guess I'm wrong. It just seemed like last time we had loads of people waiting.
Sorry, you're not on the guest list.
Just doing it again.
So that means that we can't watch unless you join the guest. I want an open forum.
So what do we do? Go on Miami Swings real quick again like last time? Yeah, because look, no one knows how to do it.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm actually going to tell them that doesn't work this way for us.
It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
So I'm actually just going to go live.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need to...
And you can save it so they'll see we did it, right?
Yeah. So, let's go to... There's 39 people. They're all going to get it in a moment.
Yeah. Stream to them.
Okay, there we go. And actually, the second viewer is us. Because now, I can actually go...
Okay.
Let me just see whether that works. Because, yeah, we can't have a closed guest list. Who wants that? I want a totally open forum.
Yeah, well, they're all trickling in, see?
Yeah, five.
I told you it would happen fast.
Yeah. Let me just... oh, look. There we are.
In between bums and everything. Hey, guys.
Oh, look at that.
Giving everyone a few more minutes. We had quite a big guest list today. So, hi there. How are you? Any Miami parties? How y'all doing? There's... always great local parties, always happening. We're good. How are you doing?
Okay, yes, thank you. I'm actually just going to leave this there for a second. Hi, everybody. I know there's a few of you joining us. There's probably a little confusion on the link that you clicked. It might have said that you wasn't on the list, so hopefully you are finding us on... SDC Live, which is where we prefer to do our show, so anybody and everybody can join us.
Yes, of course.
And
give me a kiss. You want to introduce us?
Wow, now I'm getting hot. Yes, so hi everyone, my name is Marco.
And I'm Angel Renee, and we are...
Miami Swings, the podcast, and we'd like to say hi to everybody from Southwest Florida.
Yes, hello everyone, we hope everyone's doing well, and we've missed you, it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, so... I know a lot of you already know this, but we do this particular chit-chat every 2 weeks on SDC. Some are fun, some are educational, some are serious, and some are off the cuff. Right?
Yes, and we have some exciting stuff coming we'll tell you about next time, for sure. But yes, every other...
Well, you can't start there and then say next time.
Well,
why next time when not this time?
They're going to be seeing a lot more of us.
Okay, so apparently there's something coming up that's a secret, and you kind of know, but you don't know, and we could know, and we don't know, so...
Yeah, well, they'll see. You guys will see.
Okay.
Lots of exciting stuff.
Okay,
we'll see.
Yeah.
You're going to be seeing a lot more of us.
Yeah.
So love us or hate us, here we are.
Yeah, love us or hate us, here we are. So we are going to talk about today topics very close to our hearts, and thank you all for submitting your questions. They were wonderful questions, and hopefully we will address all of them at some point during this little discussion.
Yes, and just a super quick hello back to you in Holland, and hi back to you in San Francisco. So, yeah.
How amazing is that?
It.
That we're all the way from Holland all the way to San Francisco, USA.
I love it. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Thank you for letting us know where you guys are.
Yeah,
we
please.
Actually really enjoy that.
Yeah, so just recently when we did one of these, we had people
Australia.
In Italy. Yeah. Australia is wonderful.
Wonderful.
How amazing that we have swingers and hot wifers all around the world enjoying this amazing lifestyle.
And we're going to want to come visit, so...
Yeah, one of the most important things is that you DM us after the show so we can come visit and play.
Yeah, so super quick, while we're waiting for our last little... Because we have several people, I see how fast it's climbing. You can find us, Miami Swings, on TikTok. I finally have a TikTok account.
Does anybody know how to use TikTok?
Yes,
to me, it's like... It's like learning another language.
Swings on TikTok. You'll see. I had a bunch of videos. The whole thing got deleted. I started up again. Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast, Facebook, Marco and Renee, or Miami Swings.
Whew,
I know.
That's a lot of stuff
Miami
to keep up with.
Miami Swings it out on everything.
Can you remind me to set up that site so that you can do one post and it goes to everything at the same time?
Like I used to do with Hootsuite, but this will be
Because you know there's a better one than Hootsuite now.
No, you didn't mention.
Yeah.
You've been so busy. We've been so busy.
I know.
Content.
I love to see the numbers climbing so quickly here of the guests that are joining us. I think the last time we did it, we had about 88 people or was it like a...
No, it was more than
108 or something. No, it was 180.
No, it was
had
a lot.
Swung in and swung out. There was a pun. Swung in and swung out.
They're swinging. So you're already at F1. Okay, but
we've lost a bunch. They must be getting bored of my content.
No, they were waiting for someone to get naked.
Yeah, they were waiting. Okay, well naked. I can do that. No. So let's start this discussion
Georgia.
Off. Georgia. We've never been to Georgia before.
Yes, we've been to Georgia.
We have.
Atlanta, baby.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes,
we actually have
quite a bit. Yes.
We have a daughter in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
So we're going to start with the subject of swinging.
Yes.
Now, ironically, a lot of people that are on SDC, and I don't mean to say ironically, a lot of people that join lifestyle swinging, hot wifing, non-monogamy websites don't really have a full understanding of what swinging or hot wifing is.
This is correct. So what did Daddy go and do today?
So I did a little research for all of us, and I know many of you already know this stuff. And if you're adversed in the lifestyle of swinging and have been historically in it, you probably already know. But I wanted to read what the dictionary says about swinging.
Yes, this is going to be interesting because, you know, we all get caught up in the lifestyle. And I remember one of the first questions people used to ask me is how long have you been in the lifestyle? And I would always think, well, I'm not quite sure because we tiptoed in so slowly. But the truth is you're in the lifestyle from the minute you decide that you are in the lifestyle.
Yeah,
really.
So...
Just that's simple.
That's really interesting. So there are lots of different categories within the lifestyle. There's the lifestyle, which is an encumbrance of all of the different denominations.
Yeah.
BDSM, hot wifing, hot husbanding, swinging.
All of it.
Open non-monogamy, open marriage.
Threesomes, orgies.
Somebody has two wives or two husbands or three wives and three husbands. Polyamory. It's a really wide... birth of different kind of lifestyles, right? We call it the lifestyle. We were in the lifestyle before we were swingers and before we were hot wifers.
This is very true,
right?
Michael.
Right? Yes, because it's all a journey, right?
I think a lot of you know that we're off the cuff. We do some pre-planning and some discussion, but the truth is we're off the cuff. So good job. I totally agree with you. Actually, that was a good...
I never really thought about that until just then.
No,
that is a five.
You do, and you know...
Way to go.
We're working on our future podcast and our future discussions with you guys, and that's going to be one of the things, too, is some of the acronyms, of the verbiage, so we can kind of do that with you guys as well.
Yeah, so a lot of you might know, we actually have a podcast on YouTube. We're a video and audio podcast. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and stuff like that. But you can also watch us do our podcast, which is a monthly podcast on YouTube. And unfortunately, YouTube have given us two big red strikes recently because some of our content was a little XXX. So we've had to pull back and become a little bit more educational, not because we wanted to, but because it's the only way that it's the only way we can get our message out to everybody. So let's just go back, bring it back home again. And let's just talk about what is swinging. So I'm going to give everybody the the dictionary version of swinging, which I actually found super, super interesting. Yeah. Swinging, sometimes called wife swapping, husband swapping, or partner swapping, is a sexual activity in which both singles and partners in a committed relationship sexually engage with others for recreational purposes only. Swinging is a form of non-monogamy in an open relationship that is consensual between all partners, which is kind of how we swing. It's always consensual, it's always all partners, and all partners are always involved.
And would you look that up on the, just the, just Googled it, that's it, yeah.
So this is the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, it is, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So, now this is the most important part, and a lot of us know the history of swinging, or we might have looked it up, and we know that it comes from World War II, in America in particular, but it goes way back from World War II, which is really, really interesting. So a lot of us know, in the history of the word swinging, that it was a previously called wife swapping, wife swappers, or many other acronyms. Or wife swapping, and it gained popularity in the 1950s here in the US. And that was in US air bases where the fighters would go off in their jets and some might not come back.
Yeah.
And wives would be left on their own. And those that loved each other within that community would make sure that the wives of those that passed or never returned were taken care of. And that led to a more open way of life for those people because they were so well connected.
Yes, interesting piece of history.
And so these relationships actually persisted after World War II and started to become more common as those people left the bases and joined regular life. And that was passed around. You get it?
So you know what's so interesting is this is so true though, because think about your if you've been in this for a while, think about your best friends that are in the lifestyle. People maybe you've never even swapped with or played with. However, they're there for you. Like if something were to happen, they would take you in.
Just like if you was in the Air Force as a family of friends that were going to war.
Yeah, for sure.
Like this kind of petered out in about 1957 at the end of the Korean War.
Yeah.
Where the army base started to disperse and people started to go back out.
I can't remember you telling me this and I'd forgotten the story, but I find it fascinating.
Now this is even more interesting.
Okay.
Way back when, now we're talking way back Jesus and just after Jesus and beyond Jesus. It was very popular in Africa, Iran, Egypt and China and Japan, where orgies and open sexuality and more than one wife was commonplace amongst the gentry and rich people. So people that had a lot of money and wealth and big houses, it was common for them to have more than one wife in their bed and to have friends over.
That's interesting.
So, and even if we go beyond that, if we go back as far as the Greeks and the Greek gods, orgies in houses of nobility were the commonplace at a Saturday night soiree. You would naturally have lots of beautiful people around and have sex with everybody. It wasn't just for procreation. It was actually just a pastime for fun and relaxation.
Yeah, sounds very interesting.
I want to be a Greek god.
You really should put that in print, what you just said, because I think a lot of people might find that fascinating.
If anybody would actually like that and like me to send it to them, just miamiswings@yahoo.com and I'll actually send you that.
Very interesting, yeah.
Which is super, super interesting. But what's more interesting is this, that in the world of nobility and wealth throughout time, swinging has been normal, natural, and regular, but it's just been a well-kept secret.
Yes, well,
Did you ever hear that nobility throughout the ages was inbred?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Well, apparently it's true, and quite often they would say King Henry had sex with cousin Sarah, etc., and Sarah had a baby.
Yes.
So. That's where this kind of origination comes from, because sexuality wasn't seen as procreation. It was seen as recreation.
Yeah.
Over the years. Is that kind of boring?
I mean, I thought it was fascinating, but...
You can see, I'm the square and Angel Renee is the circle. She's looking at me going,
No, I like the story.
What's he talking about?
No, I got it. And anyway, you had told me part of that story before, but I find that you just
Oh, Louisiana, yeah, Naples. So yeah. We're here in Southwest Florida, Mr. and Mrs. Naples. So come on up and bring a nightie.
Actually, we've gone to several lovely parties in Naples.
We've gone to several orgies in Naples, and they were lots of fun. Okay.
So they gave us two topics today.
So you want to read just some of the comments just to make sure that if anybody has any questions that might be of importance.
There's no questions here.
They just want to see your boobs.
No. Everyone's being so lovely and just saying hi and where they're from. And we went through them all. Australia.
I really appreciate that.
Now, yeah, me too. I love it. Louisiana,
if I'm talking too much, which Maryland. I do, please tell me to shut up and have Angel Renee talk.
Yeah, but you were organized on this one.
Yeah, Angel Renee is actually a relationship coach and a lifestyle relationship coach. So this is the stuff that she can talk to people about, because quite often when one is joining something as interesting and as scary, as open and intimidating.
Someone used the word with me recently, and yeah. I don't even know if they're logged on, but said that they found it very intimidating, and yeah. I totally agree. I even still can find myself intimidated, but yeah. Man, I look back on it, I used to be terrified.
Yeah, but you know, when we think of
that...
You
know the little cat in that movie?
Yeah. But when you think about intimidation, right, and now we know that it's been going on since the Greeks and the gods and all the royal families and all the nobility around the world, the silk traders. Now we know that they were all participating in orgies and open sexuality and promiscuality and open non-monogamy with consent. It's been going on for forever.
Yes.
It's like breathing or eating bread.
But for someone that's new coming into it can be terrifying. So, but we're going to talk about that, because someone finally asked us the question. Oh, we had discussed answering this before, because this question was brought up last week.
Yeah.
And so thank you for asking for Maryland and Florida. I'm not sure.
Yeah. For a newbie that are new in the lifestyle and want to enter swinging, what are the steps one should take?
I'm going to start with one thing that's not super sexy, but it's reading and Googling and finding out things. Any questions you might have, maybe terms that you...
Did you do much of that?
I've been... Oh my God. I'm
when you joined the lifestyle...
I'm telling you.
I know. Why don't we go back to how you joined the lifestyle and give them some real life advice on the best way forward?
You pretty much took my hand and guided me the entire way.
So, and actually, I don't mean to be funny. Angel's completely right. Read a little bit and Google it. But don't Google the porn part.
Google articles. Google articles. Podcasts.
SDC.
Watch Miami Swing.
101 for Swingers. They have especially by Lexi. Lexi Silva does a seminar called 101 for Swingers.
She's a must.
She is a lifestyle counselor.
Yes, and she did say we could mention her.
Yeah. So, but what's more important is the very first step is to communicate.
Yes.
And articulate your needs to anybody that you're talking to, and go to a meet and greet.
Yes, start local.
Start
your community.
You know, it's a bit like
it's
a bit like if you're in business, be kind of like hyper focused on your local area, and then see where it leads you. So the first thing is go on SDC. On the left hand side, you'll see parties and events. Click on there, see if there's an event local to your zip code, and just turn up. You don't even need to talk to anybody. Walk up, go to the bar, get a drink, stand back, whether you're a man, a woman, or a couple, and just watch.
Yes, this is it for someone who's nervous or intimidated or, you know, is a newbie that's not quite sure.
That's what I'm considering.
That's what I did. 100%. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we did that many times.
Well, so, you know, and let me tell, can I share something personal?
You can share.
Because I did find out recently there are a lot of newbies with real questions. You know, Marco is very outgoing and loud and loves to talk to new people and meet people. And he loves the bar scene and the crowd scene and the club scene. And I really don't love that, but I love meeting people and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So for us, we always have a saying, and that's you go as slow as the slowest partner in your in your marriage or your relationship. So you have to sometimes go slow.
Yeah, and that's in a swing experience or a club experience or a meet and greet experience.
Yes, for sure.
Go slow.
Yeah, and start local. You know, so many good things about starting local.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost so much. So if you you decide to not stay very long, you can go straight home or hit somewhere else on your way home, and no one feels as much like stress or didn't spend $5,000 to go to to go to Mexico.
So the most important part is that you started by creating an SDC profile.
Yeah.
Now, from an SDC profile, just go to the meet and greets and don't go to a party right off the bat and be intimidated, or to a full swap weekend hotel gig. Do it slow and meet people within the lifestyle and find out that they're just humans just like you trying to have a good time. Be open and respectful and have sex with other people, but no one forces anything. Just go, stop, meet, or stand back and watch.
And you know, again, here, we work better off the cuff. Here's a great way that I certainly never thought of, although I'm learning it myself right now. Go try social media. Even if you don't want to put your face in or whatever, your personal business, follow us. Start by following Miami Swings Podcast, for example, on Instagram.
Can I just
then
add
you can
something?
Start following people.
Before that, because it's important. Yeah. When you do your profile, or as Angel Renee is saying, you go on to social media. Well, the real big thing is honesty. It's always the best policy. If you write on your profile or on your social media, I'm new, I haven't done anything, I need to be led, or I need some advice, or I need someone to guide me, or newbies. I would like to we're newbies, or I'd like to just stand back and come to an event and watch. Put that out there so people know exactly where you are.
And remember the advice that you gave
honesty
us.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Yes, right. But also remember you recommended, I hate to tell them,
go on.
But you can use the acronym L capital S. That's lifestyle. So people
LS.
Know you could use a pineapple.
Yeah, so when you're making your profile on Facebook or on Instagram, either put an upside down pineapple or the word LS. And it'll indicate to other people that you're either in the lifestyle or that you are...
Tell everyone about the upside-down pineapple. Oh, it's the printer.
What upside-down pineapple?
So there's...
I know everybody has an upside-down pineapple.
But yeah, if you... it's a symbol.
It's a symbol.
I'm not... You know what? Next week, can you tell everyone how that started? Can you look that up?
I will. I'm going to keep it a secret. So in 2 weeks from now, we're going to actually start this discussion off how the upside down pineapple came to be the symbol for the lifestyle and for Sweeners.
Yeah.
But it is. Everybody knows it, recognizes it. Years ago, they would say that if you're walking around the supermarket and it had a pineapple upside down in your trolley, that people would know that you was a swinger. Or if you had an upside down pineapple at your front door at the porch, that they would also know that you were a swinger. So it's become synonymous with the lifestyle, and it still is. I don't think it's going to leave us now. Not with everyone getting tattoos of it anyway.
Yeah. So my point is, too, so I'm saying Instagram, start with Miami Swings Podcast, but you can start with us, and then what you do is follow people that we follow or like people that like our things, because pretty much those are the people that we interact with.
So someone wants to know, could you possibly get any sexier? Actually, she can get sexier when you
had to sex it down.
When she's in her lingerie or feeling sexy, it's like a lightning bolt just came in this room. If you actually watch some of our YouTube videos, they're very marginal that they haven't been taken down just because of Angel Renee's sexuality.
I'm getting better. Getting better.
She has to tone it down.
Toning it up and toning it down just un poquito.
She is much handsomer than the husband. Well, of course she's more handsomer than the husband.
That's ridiculous. You're more handsome.
Oh, now, you don't get a kiss from me. Actually, no, I'll still kiss you even though you said that. So you make a nice profile. You'll be honest about your expectations and who you are and what you're looking for in your profile.
And
or
you can change it as you grow and change and evolve and try things.
Yeah. So start with a local meet and greet. From a local meet and greet, you get invited to a house party. From a house party, you'll get invited to a hotel party. From a hotel party, you'll get invited to a hotel takeover. From a hotel takeover, you'll get invited to a swinger resort. From a swinger resort, you're in, you're good, don't worry about it. You'll have to pack less because everybody wears less. You'll have the time of your life. Start slow. Honesty is the best policy. Just take it easy. This is the lifestyle is a lifestyle, so there's no rush. One would say that it took us 8 or 9 years to get into swinging fully and into hot wifing. So we went slow. But that yours was the speed that we took.
Yes.
Always go at the slowest speed. Never rush anybody to be successful. You'll end up in a way better place if you just go slow.
Yes. Go slow and have fun and enjoy the process and do try new things. That was a biggie for me. Like, I used to be terrified of the dungeon. I'm obsessed with going into the dungeon now. Like, so, I mean, it just go slow. Take your time. Do things when they feel right. Yeah. We were meant to be talking, too, about hot wifing.
Well, we're going to.
Because 7:27.
So we got 30 minutes on each. Okay. Now, I want to cap it with one last subject, because we really talked about how do you get into lifestyle? You create a profile. Great. You're on SDC. You're watching us. Step one, you go to a local meet and greet. You meet people, or you don't. For the first 2 or 3, you just stand back and watch and see what everybody's doing. It might take you 1 or 2 years to go to the next level of shaking someone's hand and saying, I would like to be included. No rush. Don't rush.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But you know what, though? Oh, this is true. Do you know, even in that quiet time when I wasn't super outgoing, we met some friends that we still have, that we'll have for a lifetime. So just enjoy
it's a
the process.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, it really is.
One will find this, that once you enter the lifestyle as a hot wife, a swinger, hot husband, BDSM, whatever your sexual preference is, that you're going to find that it overtakes your normal life and becomes more prominent and more dominant and an easier place to live.
Yeah.
Because there's no judgments.
No.
There's no body shaming.
No.
There's no financial wealth shaming.
Right. So and if you turn all those into a positive, it's really just inclusive. If you're there,
totally inclusive.
As long as you're playing by all the rules, which we have lifestyle rule ones that we discuss sometimes, but it's really just common decency.
Okay, so somebody wanted to know when we're talking about hot wifing, and we're actually going to move on to that subject in just a moment, because it's one of our favorite subjects, and it's something that we love to do.
This one, you think I'm the expert, he's the expert.
Yeah, so just to cap swinging, if there was anything we didn't address, please email us, miamiswings@yahoo.com. Or go to miamiswings.com or DM us here on SDC, or come back to our next event in 2 weeks. Then you'll find out about the Upside Down Pineapple. But we are here to be your educators or information givers in hot wifing and in swinging, because that's what we live for. That's our life. So we know a lot about it. We live it every day, and we're here to participate in giving information, because that's really what we like to do. We like to educate and inform people of what we've experienced over the last decade.
Well, yes, and so now that we have been taking this to a different level with the education, we've had so many, not only do we have our own experiences that we can draw from, and your version and my version, but we also have so many stories that you all have shared with us or told us at events and things like that, or people that I've gotten to know. Like, remember the lady that said she was going into the plus room
the plus one room,
the first
the
time on a particular trip, and I was too, and it was kind of nice going through that together and saying,
yes,
hey, how was your experience? And then her saying, well, how was your experience? You know, it was really fun. We are never going to see her again, so it was
Let me tell you, if you ever want to be in a room with no barriers and just make friends, be naked, having sex with them that you've never met before, and you're just all in for the spiritual exploration and just the fascination of sex, and you just meet the most powerful, incredible people that you'd never expect to meet in walking down a road.
Correct, and those aren't even always the people you play with. Sometimes the people you play with, you play separate with them, and then some other people you're just drawn to because you really love the person.
So the trick is, do I talk about hot wifing first or get a glass of wine?
Okay, so you're drinking the wine, so I can hold down the fort because I'm still on soda.
Really?
You go
you're
get
gonna
the
talk?
Wine.
Yeah. Okay, Angel Renee is going to start us off on talking about
hot wifing. Okay, can you grab me, it's a little tiny, it says Diet Shasta. It's like a half-size can.
Shasta?
Shasta in my drawer in the fridge.
It's a Shasta.
Where I keep all my drinks.
What's a Shasta?
Ginger ale, baby.
Okay, you go for it, love.
So hot wifing, okay. Hot wifing is the planning and the execution. And showing up to the hotel and watching the experience happen. And my kink is pleasing my husband, because I don't get to do that very often in life, because life's hard and you're busy.
Can I just talk about that just for a second?
Yeah, go for it, baby.
So, in the lifestyle, it's quite often, and in BDSM and swinging, it's about finding your kink, right?
Yes, your kink, or even perhaps your fetish.
Or your fetish or your kink.
That's going to be a whole other one coming up.
Yeah, now, if you can find your kink, and Angel Renee just talked about that very briefly, my kink is organizing, because I'm a square in business.
Well, actually, I like, you're a triangle.
Or triangle. No, I'm a triangle. That's right. So I like to organize, control, dominate, and...
That's another one we could do.
Organize, control, dominate, and execute. And Angel Renee's kink...
I'm sending myself a text right now.
...is to please her husband... Make everybody happy,
yes.
And enjoy her sexuality.
Yes.
So if I, as a triangle, can dominate all of those other areas, Angel Renee turns up and gets all of her kinks met at the execution mm-hmm. of my process.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of found each other's kinks, which is how hot wifing started. As a birthday present for me.
Yes, it did.
In a hotel.
As a gift. A beautiful gift.
She said,
good,
what do you want?
Beautiful.
What
gift.
Do you want for your birthday? And I said, I would like to experience a hot wifing experience.
And it was so good.
And so I did. So before we start that, can I just have that phone? Because I want to talk about.
Of course. Oh, you're going to read the actual definition.
Yes. So.
Good idea.
This is interesting. So as you can see, I'm probably a little bit more structured and clinical. Angel Renee is organic, natural, and much more fluid, which I would love to be, but, you know, everybody has to have a yin and a yang. So yin and a yang is kind of how we do it. So let me just talk about... Thank you so much.
It's Miami Swings.
Miami Swings, MiamiSwings at Yahoo or .com. Either way, you'll find us. It's the same as our acronym or our name here on this particular show, Miami Swings. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the other fancy things.
While you're doing that, can I quick answer one other question?
Yes.
So for us personally, we never hot wife bareback. We safety first, 100%. We always use condoms. We don't even, it's not even a discussion for us.
Yeah, can I address that?
Yes.
So... Hot wife, and that's actually a kink that a lot of people have.
Well, and they might find people that want to get tested into that.
And we've talked about that in the past. And if we found a couple or a man that was a part of our relationship and only had sex with Angel Renee and didn't have sex outside of our relationship, then we would probably do that. But that would be something that we've talked about.
Or another couple when we live, hopefully, in Caliente one day.
Or another couple that we're continuously playing with, and they're not playing out. They're exclusive to us. But we've decided that we never, at this point in our lives, play bareback, no matter what the circumstance.
I don't even want to do it that bad that I would risk it.
And actually, Angel Renee likes the condom part.
Yeah, it's
it's a sexy part.
But
it's
not,
a naughty. It's
I don't think I'm the one that suffers with the issues of condoms like you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, us as guys, it's awful with a condom. You know, our penises are in a world of their own. So let's just backtrack a tiny bit.
Okay.
And come back to center. A hot wife is a married woman who has sexual relationships outside of her marriage with the full knowledge and consent of her husband, who himself doesn't have affairs. Hot wifing is the wife sharing arrangement or act of carrying out such affairs with the consent of all. Where does hot wifing come from? What's its originality? What's its origin? The idea of hot wifing comes from the concept of a husband showing off and of sharing his hot wife. The non-monogamous arrangement is related to the cock-holding fetish. And many, but not all, husbands in such relationships refer to themselves as cockholds or hot wifers. Me personally, I don't like to be denigrated or spoken down to or have someone have sex with Angel Renee without me having sex with her at the same time, during or after. So we're hot wifing. Quite often cuckolding is considered to be where the husband is not a part of that transaction. That's not how we do hot wifing. We hot wife as a threesome. She gets to have sex with a really hot guy and then I participate. That's our particular dynamic, but dynamics can change. There are so many. There's no one shoe fits all. The difference between hot wifing and cheating in consent in a hot wife arrangement, the husband is fully aware and supportive of his wife's affairs. In many cases, one spouse or the other gains sexual arousal from the arrangement due to the voyeurism and the thrill of doing something taboo or giving his wife up that he feels is super hot or super, super beautiful. Now, just so you know, in most of our hot wifing experiences, I come before the other guy does because I'm so aroused I can't stop it. And in some cases, I come before everybody's come. And we've now come to the arrangement that when I've come, I need to be able to sit back and let everybody finish. Because our old arrangement
is... Or just keep playing.
Like I might just go make a cup of tea or something and have a biscuit.
We all play together.
But the old-fashioned way of us doing it used to be that we would all play, have a hot wiping experience. I would come super fast and then everything was over. So we've gone beyond that now, and we're growing and learning, just like everybody does.
Yeah. Oh no, you guys. So you know, we're all always still growing and learning. We have a lot under our belt.
Yeah.
From experience to education to people that we've met in connections, but we're still.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, he's kissing me because he's in trouble.
Yeah, because I just cut you off, and I feel bad for it.
Okay.
So hot wifing isn't exactly swinging. Because only one partner is having the extramarital sex. One of the most important aspects, though, is that both partners are open and trusting with each other and on board with what's happening. One of the main things is the term first started in the 1990s, mostly among message boards for swingers and exhibitionists. The term spread in early 1997 in personal ads involving husbands wanting to show off their wives in photo form to other guys. This is pre-internet. I wanted to show off their hot wife to other guys because they were so proud. Which is exactly kind of what I love to do.
That's
I love
awesome,
to show
actually.
You off to other guys and say, look at my beautiful hot wife. She's amazing. So, but hot wifing, again, just like swinging, comes in many forms and many formats. And
what's
more important is that the benefit in a relationship with hot wifing is that the communication has to be so extremely good, so intense, so on it, and that nothing can go wrong. And the sex after a hot wifing experience normally lasts for about 7 or 8 days of continuous 2 to 3 times a day sex from the interaction with another partner.
Yes.
Right? So you had a month where you guys weren't playing very much, but then the idea of hot wiping came up, you went out and had a hot wiping experience, I guarantee for the week after preceding that.
And the week before.
As you're getting ready for it.
Deal.
You'll have sex probably 2 to 3 times a day and you won't be able to stop yourselves. You'll be so turned on. And it's just like an explosion of sexuality, and it's just one of the most incredible experiences anyone can ever have. Anyway, that's all I have to say about it.
Obsessed with it. He loves it, and it's good because we have a pretty good system going, which we can share that with you as
well. Yeah, and actually, someone just wrote something there, which was it's so cool to see someone in such a cool, sexy relationship. That you do have to be in a good relationship. That was sexy to be with a really cool in love couple. For your rumors. For your Mrs.
I don't know.
For your Mrs. Anyway, so.
For your Mrs.
Before, and because we do a lot of hot wifing, it's important to make sure that you're ready for it, you're good at communicating, and if you're not good at communicating yet, sit down and have that discussion. Because right before it, she's going to be incredibly stressed. Right afterwards, you're going to be incredibly stressed. And then you're going to have to reclaim her in a stressful scenario. The only way that stuff can happen is if you communicate and you're able to get over the small stuff quickly and get on to what needs to happen. Because the last thing and the only thing that will kill hot wiping relationships is right after the sexual experience. Say she was super stressed right before because she's about to have sex with someone she doesn't know, has never met, probably doesn't even know their name until the hotel door opens. So she's going to be like level 10 stress. She's going to want to smash your face in before you get there. She's going to be...
Oh, you know, don't even
She's going to be at the heightened level.
I will be like, why are you breathing so loud? Yeah.
So you need to recognize that she's going to be at a 10 or 12.
Yes.
And you need
this is our experience.
You need to be cool and calm.
Yes.
Even though you're heightened sexually yourself. And you just want to jack off and get it done because you're about to explode.
And you want to see your whole
yeah, all of these things that you
exactly the way you orchestrated.
Yeah, yeah. So then you're in it. You're all having sex. Everybody explodes with cum. And then you go down to the bar or you have the drive home. She's thinking, was it okay when I sucked his cock like that?
Yes, that's true.
Was it okay when he put his finger in my ass? Was it okay when I kissed him like this? Was it okay when I was sucking him but not the husband? The husband's driving the car or in the passenger seat thinking, oh, I hope I didn't push her too far this time. I hope she enjoyed it. What if she didn't? Is she upset with me? She hasn't said anything yet. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Are we going to make it home in time? Okay. So you have all these dynamics going on. And it's important that y'all just stay calm.
Yes.
Let it ride through.
And just, you know, even a touch or a look or a breath out and some eye connection, even if you don't know what to say, as long as you reconnect and know everybody's good, then the rest should go okay for you.
So we have a process of normally after a sexual encounter, we get a pizza. Because it's like a gift to ourselves. And, you know, whenever somebody shares food or shares a pizza at home or in a hotel room or in a hotel bar, it's kind of that coming together, of sharing stuff and being in each other's food and space and moment.
Yeah, so, the one I haven't eaten for a few days.
Yeah, and Angel Renee has deprived herself of food for three days before because she wants to be skinny and tiny for the guy. So he's impressed.
For a lot, loads of reasons.
And for a lot, she doesn't want to fart on him or poop on him or whatever.
Okay, first of all, this has never happened.
This never happened.
Second of all, how in the world could that come out of your mouth?
I've got no idea because we talk about everything all the time.
Well, we do, but oh my God, okay.
So
anyway,
some people find that as soon as they have finished with somebody else, that they go to reclamation sex immediately. We have found that reclamation sex is going to happen over the next few days. So something a bit more basic of sharing food or going to, like the last time we went to Chili's and shared guac and chips and a drink.
Well, you know what else I've noticed? When we do go out, we talk.
Yeah.
Even if there's a bartender, we kind of do it a little under our breath, or it's kind of fun, or we're sitting, we're not telling the whole world. But if we just come home and do our own thing, sometimes it's too easy to not reconnect. So we like to go out and connect.
Atlanta has good pizza. We know.
Atlanta.
Actually,
we're
coming back to Atlanta real soon, and we're going to be going to...
Well, we need to talk about that.
What's the club called?
Well, St. Martin.
What's the club called?
I think it's Colette's.
No, not Colette's, because Colette's is in Texas.
It's Trap. But
Trapeze.
Listen, we need to talk about that.
Oh, did something change?
No, but one of the children thinks they have plans with us all three nights, so we need to explain to them that one of the nights...
Well, I'm going
to
have a stomachache the third night.
Yeah. Well, no, but yes, we are going to try. It's Trapeze.
So let's just go back come back to the subject matter. So that was kind of a lot to hear.
Yes, that was. And you know what? Our timing is good. So
we messaged you yesterday. If we didn't see it, we apologize, and we'll get to messages.
So I wanted to. This would be a good time for anyone to ask us any questions after you say what you want to say.
Yeah. So I wanted to let the guys know that are intending to be a partner in a hot wife relationship, perhaps single guys.
Oh, this is a whole good one. Yeah.
If you're intending to be the guy that's going to reach out to couples to be a part of a hot wife relationship or a part of a threesome, it's important to do several things. The first is, if you can and your job allows, show your face on your profile so they know who they're talking to. Or at least when you reach out to them, give them a face picture so they know exactly who they're talking to. If you don't, you're probably not going to get a reply. That's really, really very simple.
Correct.
We understand those of you that are judges or policemen or have jobs that have clauses in your contracts that cannot expose themselves in a sexually explicit environment. We understand that those people are out there.
Simple explanation.
But a simple explanation in your email to a couple when you're approaching them would really be helpful.
We did have that happen recently, and the person, as we got to know them better, started sharing more photographs with you.
Yeah.
But we all had it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of has to put their due diligence in, really, if you want to do it right and have a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when you message a couple or put yourself out there on the speed dating, try to be honest about your expectations and don't overpromise, underdeliver, and just be yourself. No one's looking for an Adonis or a Superman. They're just looking for they're just looking for a really safe guy to have a really good experience with. So quite often people will post artificial pictures of themselves looking more handsome with abs or muscles that don't exist. Don't do that, because, you know, when we're all naked and we're laying in a bed, we all get to see exactly who we are. So just try to be yourself, natural, honest, and you'll have a much better chance at getting playtime with couples. The other thing is, whoever you do play with, ask them to give you a review on STC. To say, hey, I met X, he was a really nice, really respectful guy, had a great time. I would absolutely advise anybody else to have him join you in a threesome or a hot wife scenario. He was great to be around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is I want to know, well, I only want to see a picture. I really only see one photo. Marco sees several photos in the beginning. You know, he will ask someone to, can you please put two fingers up so I know that it's a current photo of you from today. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, actually, so this is another important thing just for the guys.
Help, super helpful.
Know that you're 99.9999999999999 and a couple more nines percent of the time talking to the husband. So don't send a dick pic. We already know you have a penis. We'll ask you the size of your penis when the time is right. Don't send a penis picture. No one needs to see it. Every man has a penis. So it's a given. And it's probably the biggest off-putting picture that a guy can receive when he's searching for someone to have sex with.
Because it is part of the process. And
yes.
Be honest, and I'll tell you why. Because everyone has a different reason. Some people maybe have a preference. Some people have a tinier frame. Some people are bigger and want everyone to
actually,
what they want. So if you're honest with each
you.
Other, it's not about...
Yeah.
It's really just about being honest.
Yeah, and this is a really big misnomer. Single guys out there that want to be in a hot wifing scenario, don't think everybody wants a big penis. So you have to send that shot that's from down below to show your penis is really big. A lot of girls, Angel is 93 pounds, 4'11". A big penis would hurt her. So if you're showing me a really big, fat, long cock,
I would probably give it my all-American.
She'd give it her all-American try. But the point
is, it's good to know in advance so that it's not a big elephant in the room, but so it's been addressed.
Yeah. So start with a picture of your smiling face. Then, when asked for, show a picture of whatever you're asked to send. Don't presume everybody wants to see your penis right off the bat, or see you getting your penis sucked. right off the bat. It really is not important in a hot wife scenario.
Correct, but do be prepared that the husband's likely going to ask for it.
Yeah. So, and again, remember, it's always the husband you're talking to. It's never the wife.
Yeah, no, it's never.
Never, 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 never the wife. It's always the husband. This is how these relationships work and how they work well is because the wife trusts the husband to make the right choices for her. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing hot wifing in the first place.
Oh, yes.
Correct?
And for the record, we have been around a lot. We talked to a lot of people. If there's one of you out there that this is not the case for, say hi, let us know. But I've never encountered it.
London Triple X does not agree. The shape of your penis is important. It doesn't have to be big. No one said it had to be big. What I actually said was, just to be specific.
The shape of your penis is important. It doesn't have to be big.
Yeah. No, what I was saying was, don't send a dick pic as your first picture because
Correct. We
all know you have a penis. When the time is right, the husband will ask for a picture of your abdomen or your body or whatever she is into to make sure that she likes what you're potentially going to give her. But a lot of women are small framed. A lot of women are big framed. We all like different sized penises. Not everybody likes a big one. Not everybody likes a small one. We all have different preferences. But just don't make it that first picture that you send. Send a smiling face. Say, hi, I'm Johnny. I really, really find you guys attractive. I'd love to talk to you more. Love to do drinks. Or I read your profile and I think I fit the bill. This is me and I have a big smiley face.
Yeah, and you know, some people really are all about the actual experience.
Yeah.
And so they really don't care, but they like to just know in advance if there's something maybe out of the norm so that you've already kind of just disclosed everything and everybody can just show up and enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
this is all our opinion.
One of the other things, and this is really the last thing that because I consider myself a fairly well-versed husband of a hot wife that has to interview guys to come and have sex with her, is be honest, be forthright. Don't keep anything back. When he asks for your phone number, give it. When he asks for your social media, give it. When he asks, are you married? Be honest. When he asks, are you in a relationship? Be honest. Honesty is always the best policy, just the same as in swinging. And it's probably going to get you to playtime. As soon as you deviate from any one of those things, remember, I do background checks, social media checks, telephone checks. I ask you to send a photograph of two fingers or three fingers holding up on a certain day so I know that you're real and the body that you presented to have was real. So you're going to slip up in one of those processes because a man or a husband of a hot wife is going to check you out to make sure that the person turning up at the hotel room is exactly what his wife is expecting.
And that man will tick every one of his boxes.
Yes, and if all the boxes don't tick, guess what? You just don't play.
Which is okay too. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a fantasy of yours to get to that point with deception and then titter off, then that's what's going to happen.
I mean, you're wasting our time.
You're wasting everybody's
time. But it is what it
is. Okay, that was some of the serious stuff about guys wanting to enter into the hot wife life. Now, couples that would like to enter into the hot wife life but have no experience at it. Two ways forward. The first is you could find counselors or coaches like us. And we can coach you through the process. By Skype, and each time you get an interaction with someone, we can get on Skype and we can talk you through it. Or you can follow some simple rules. And I have those written out in an email, and if you send me an email, I'll send them to you, so you know exactly how to do a proper background check on someone, how to check their authenticity, make sure they are who they say they are, make sure they're not married so you don't have a screaming wife come banging on the hotel door because she put a tracker on the husband's shoe and he's in there having sex with your wife and she thinks he's having an affair. So, right?
Well, I mean
who wants that?
So, you guys, everything he's saying is just stuff that is avoidable. So, I mean, something may go wrong, but at least you've done the work. And the chances of things going wrong, I'm telling you, we have never yet had a bad hot wifing experience.
Yeah, and we've never had a bad hot wife experience because I do an awful lot of due diligence. Imagine if you were buying a house, but you'd never had a home inspection.
Well, and so
things can go wrong.
You men know that if we have one bad experience, guess what's going to happen?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's going to be a long time.
So your wife doesn't like hairy men. You ask the guy to send a photograph of himself that week in the gym of how he looks in a pair of boxers, and he's completely bald. He turns up to the play date 2 days later. He's covered in 3 inches of hair. Guess what? Ain't going to play well. Because number one, he lied about who he was in the photograph. Number two, he misrepresented whether he was bald or hairy. It's the same with a beard or a shaved head. You got to be honest.
Yeah, just be honest.
And anyway, so I was trying to talk about couples that want to join. Yeah,
yes,
couples that want to join the hot.
Last thought. Couples that want to join. Sorry, I cut you off.
Couples that want to join the hot wife life experience will have the ride of their lives and never look back and never be able to stop as long as you go slow. Do your research and make every experience the best it could possibly be. And there are ways to do that, and I'd love to talk more about it, but we've been chattering on for an hour, and I do have explicit rules and processes to make that experience the very best. But I can tell you that when you have one bad hot wife life experience, it could potentially wreck it for the future. So it's important to do the right due diligence and get it right the first time, because there's no going back when you're all naked in a room.
Yeah. And safety first, always ask consent, everyone, every time, no matter what.
Yeah, we just did a class
on that. Yes. No does not mean yes. Okay, or no answer does not mean yes. You have to ask for consent. Yeah. Otherwise, tell the truth. Put yourself out there.
Actually, that's very good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do with all hot wife experience guys that we play with is I give them a list of do's and don'ts and cans and cannots that they must sign off on prior to coming to the hotel room.
I'm not kidding.
And it's stuff. Don't pull her hair. Do not spank her ass. No pain. Do not talk to her in a rude or disrespectful way. Because all of those elements, if that person doesn't know that they're important to this particular play experience, may well have their kink built around those experiences or words or interactions. So we need to make sure that they know that those are all off limits prior to playtime.
Yeah, because a lot of you may have had a great experience with in a hot wife where you did pull her hair and spank her ass till she was red, and so you just figure, oh, maybe it's okay every time. So this is why, though, being chatting about this stuff in advance is so important.
Yeah, and the one thing that I do tell all hot wife or guys coming to play with us in a hot wife scenario is, I'm going to have these conversations with you now prior to play, because they're tough conversations to have. And we better have them now prior to play instead of play stopping when something goes wrong. Or for us have to sit down and do this when we're all naked trying to have fun in a hotel room or in a bedroom or in a play club area. Because it can kind of take the spell away a tiny bit.
Yeah, because this way you can just show up.
Yeah, we show up, we play.
Open maybe a
drink
little wine.
And kiss and have fun. So it's really good to get undo some buttons and touch some.
Get down to the good stuff.
Get down to playtime. So it's really good to have those hard conversations prior to actually getting into the room. And that's super, super important. I tell them all, I'm going to do all of this prior to play, and you guys need to agree to it. And if we come across something that's not agreeable, then no problem.
Yeah.
Have a good life. Okay. It's really great. We'll move on to somebody else because there's a lot of guys out there that want to play.
Yeah, and remember, the husband loves the process. So if you don't work out with one, there's bound to be a different husband that's going to be okay with the way you do things. So it's just communication.
Yeah, now what's more important is that I really am sorry that you had to listen to me more than Angel Renee.
No,
but I talk
more.
We
planned that this time.
And we are Miami Swings, the podcast. You can find us on YouTube, on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on every other radio station out there.
Yes, Full Swap Radio. There's another one. It's on our, I need to look it up.
Or you can go to miamiswings.com and they're all there. Or just follow us here on SDC. Don't forget, we do this every 2 weeks. We do have some other stuff coming out with SDC soon, and we'll tell you about that probably on our next session. And look out on our site to see what each session is about, because each of the subject matters will be different. And you will be able to find soon on our website, miamiswings.com, our coaching link if you ever want to book a coaching class, and they're going to be from 1 hour to 3 hours, and we can even do 15-minute subsections to just talk about a phone call or a scenario that you had, and you just need to talk through it. We can do couples coaching, like me and Angel Renee talking to you at the same time, or we can coach, either Angel can coach you or I can coach you independently if you're a guy or a couple that needs specific information.
Yes.
But we're open to one or the other, but we're always here as a couple, and we just want to thank everybody for coming to listen to us.
Yeah, we do want to thank you, and I would like to remind everyone, because I work pretty hard at this, find us on Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast. Find us on TikTok now. South Beach Self Tan. It's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle, free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first Sex Box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel Renee just picked it up from the front porch, and here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sex Box subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling,
okay.
And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming, nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look. Oh my gosh. So here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, Sex Box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean.
Yeah,
it's super full. Like, you couldn't put anything else in here.
No. So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
I was wondering,
pick her up.
See something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what's inside there?
They're fishnets, baby.
Fishnets. Stockings for the girl is number one. Let me see. So, let's open the packet.
Obsessed.
They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Fine lace. They're a beautiful lace.
I'm
going
to go put those on in a minute.
So the very first thing to come out of the box is
Yeah, I'm